Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, back into it on the fan. I mean, the Mets are, they're doing it to them. Pause. Brett Beatty, Jared Young. I guess, did Morash predict Jared Young to homer today, Dinger Tuesday?
Because I saw some. And he got an argument with Evan about it, apparently, yes.
Evan didn't believe in Jared Young?
I guess not.
Well, belief is needed now. And Jared Young follows it up. So just look at, like, the Mets, in three innings of work here, already have eight hits, four runs. Now, with no outs in the bottom of the third, they have runners on second and third. And here comes Mark Vientos, Jeff McNeil, Francisco Alvarez, who wore one, took a hit by pitch, but they're looking to do some more damage. And I reckon that they will in this inning. Absolutely taking advantage of this White Sox team that they couldn't take advantage of with Adrian Hauser on the mound yesterday, and they had to wait until the end to, you know, walk it off. But whatever, if you win by one, you win, and you got to sweep these teams. You got to get fat on these teams, the White Sox and Rockies, in your building. 888-808-1019. We're talking about the Knicks. I'm trying to get the stream up on my MacBook so I can watch the Knicks and keep an eye on the Met game. And still taking your calls on the Knicks before we really get into that. And before that really gets going, any last thoughts, any last predictions, any last questions as we go into game four? It's a pivotal game four, and the thoughts and feelings of the Knicks fan, they hang in the balance. I give it to you, Knicks fans. I don't envy your position because this team, they take you on a windy road, an up and down roller coaster. Like watching them come back from 20 down three times, watching them blow a 16-point lead, watching them like have a tough series with the Pistons, but then pretty much, you know, by the end of the series against the Celtics, just smoke the Celtics. Now being in this battle with the Pacers, like heart palpitations, trouble breathing, all that type of stuff is going on.
That was my other tweet today. I said that they have 9 of the total 16 wins needed to win an NBA championship, which means they would still need another 7 wins. And I said, even if they ever win a championship, I don't know if I could live through all of it to see it because of how stressful they make it.
It's almost not fun.
No, I'm enjoying it. Don't get me wrong.
It's fun to be here.
I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
It is stressful, bruh. It is stressful. 888-808-1019. It's not stressful for me. I'm just a fan, hosted on the fan, talking about what I see. Kind of shocked at some fans where I'm like, yo, you never get this opportunity. You're never playing on May 27th. So why wouldn't you just have blind belief that they're going to win and get it done? Let's go to Damon in Monmouth County on the fan. What's up, Damon?
Hey, Keith, how's it going? Love the show. Long time diehard Knicks fan here. And one of the things, couple things. First thing on the series. If you know, everybody's beating up the Knicks right now, and I know the fan base is had a hard time with them coming back from 20 down. You got to remember something. If you look at the quarters in the series, there's been 12 quarters played in this series. 6 for the Pacers, 6 for the Knicks. Okay, so the series, if you look at it from that perspective, it's been split down the middle. And then on the player side, you know, I look at what you said, and I believe in it. You know, Towns, this series is going to be won or lost by Towns.
Yeah.
If you look at Towns' numbers against the Pacers this year, he had averaged 30 points and 13 rebounds in six games. He's got to come out tonight and play big. And if he plays the way he played, last night, we feature him more. Jalen gives up the ball a little bit more, becomes more of a facilitator through this. I think we got a real good shot at pulling this thing out.
Thanks for the call, Damon. Yeah, they were favored in the series by some. And I said it yesterday, don't want to put it all on the big fella, but so much of this series is going to be decided by what Karl-Anthony Towns you get or don't get. Jeff McNeil with the sack fly. The Mets go up 5-2 here. Karl-Anthony Towns has to dominate, especially when it's one-on-one, especially when he has his opportunities. If they leave him open, shoot the three. If they give you a lane to come down the lane and dunk the ball, like Imposter will. It's tonight. It starts tonight. I'm trying to get this stream up right now. And then once the Knick game gets going and it seems like the Mets are giving themselves some breathing room here, we'll talk Yankees. I do want to chat about the Yankee game last night and what to expect tonight. And how the Yankees, like, man, everything is just coming up roses. Everything is good. There's no reason to be complaining. There's no reason to be looking at anybody to be the whipping boy. Like, judging from Memorial Day weekend going into June where these Yankees are, I can't complain. It's better than I was expecting, knowing, oh, they lost Juan Soto. Oh, Gerrit Cole is hurt. Oh, Giancarlo Stanton's not ready to go. Luis Gil gets hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Yankees are better than we even thought they were going to be so far, and help is on the way. Jazz is with the Somerset Patriots. I'll be there Friday if you guys live around the ballpark. I can't wait to go. I think I'm throwing out first pitch. I think I might be on the broadcast. Like, I've never thrown out a first pitch. I've always dreamed of being someone that was able to get that honor. You know, Hawk Tua girl beat me to the punch. David is in South Jersey on the fan. What's up, David?
Hey, what up, Keith?
Hanging in there.
I got something to say about the Yankees series in L.A. If you don't want to face the fans, I think that's BS, because that series is really BS if you look at it. Like, all their wins were last minute, one run, dumb decision.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I've been to Dodger Stadium a bunch. Those Doyer fans, those Cholos, the essays that I run into, that I tangle with, I can't face them after. I had to deal with them online. And, like, I have some friends out there that are part of Pantone 294. What I mean is, I'm not flying across the country to get a hotel or crash with my sister to go to that ballpark dolo and deal with those fans that can flash their World Series 2024 champ. It was different in 2019. It was different in 2023. It was even different during the All-Star game when I went out there and the Yankees were in first place and the Dodgers are in first place and they had the best record in the National League and we had the best record in the American League. I'm not putting up the money and time to go out there to hear about the fifth inning. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that makes sense. It's just, that just series, when I look back at it, it just agitates me so much. That
me too.
Especially game one. The game one, the Boone blunder.
Bro.
That just...
Cole should have stayed in the game, and, like, we've been over this chapter and verse. Nestor Cortez didn't pitch for a month, and they got cute. And instead of going to Tim Hill, it's like, okay, let's press the Nestor button. And Nestor is all time now, forever, giving up the first walk-off grand slam in World Series history. And he's not a Yankee anymore. I remember being in Billy's, and I go, oh, riveting. But I was saying it with sarcasm. Like, they're going to Nestor here? Like, how's this going to end? Probably not well for him to enter the highest leverage situation he could be in after being off for a month, but whatever. He's a starter, right? We're going to use him out of the... I don't know.
Yeah. The one other thing that really agitated me with Boone was not using the Martian at all. You know what I mean? Like, not even one pinch hit just to get his feet wet in the playoffs.
And not using Trent Grisham. I just had this conversation. I had an interview, shout out to Chris Palmer today, where, you know, he asked me about my feelings about Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is the manager... And I don't mind Aaron Boone. I like him as a person. Every time I've been around him, he's been great. But Aaron Boone has some mistakes on his resume. And these guys make up for it. But, like, some of these decisions, they're not going to go away. Those World Series decisions are never going to go away. And it can happen again this year. And there's already been games that the Yankees have blown. whether it's going to Devin Williams or going to Mark Leiter Jr. or not going to Luke Weaver. And that's what I'm going to talk about as we get into this Yankee conversation tonight. It seems like he's going to Luke Weaver now without a doubt, without a thought, without a question. Leave it to Weaver. No, we're going right to him now instead of playing around with like De Los Santos or whoever else is potentially there. But I remember around this time last year with Clay Holmes, they talked about not going to Clay Holmes because they didn't want to burn him out.
Well, I mean, he had 10 blown saves too, so I don't think I'm going to go to him either.
He didn't have 10 blown saves by this time. I remember, you know, maybe that Brewers series it was when Michael Tonkin came in and they used Michael Tonkin, and the way that they said it, even though Michael Tonkin landed at 2 a.m. and joined the team that day, they said they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to wear Clay Holmes out because they're going to need him in October. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's May. It's not even like we're talking about, I don't know. But yes, what you're saying is what I'm saying, and I hear you as well. Thanks for the call, David. The Dodgers fans, they're crazy. They go hard. Like, they were crazy enough to show up to the Bronx 5,000 deep. Yeah, they got a police escort and all that, but they were out there. They were standing on business out there. I give them credit. And in the stadium, like, they were banging on stuff in the stadium. It was making me mad. Like, they were hitting, they were, like, reaching over and, like, banging on, like, the Poland Spring sign or, like, the Oris sign. I'm like, hey, we don't even do that in here. They were reckless. But they got that off, man. That game five, I bopped around the stadium. Shout out to my girl Serena and her dad Joe. They are season ticket holders since the 80s. And whenever I go out to L.A., they show me love. And they are all the way Dodgers. I love L.A., Blue Heaven, and all that. They were here for game five, and a lot of us thought we had it. A lot of us, they thought we had it. The Yankee fans thought we had it. Man, I'll never get over the way the stadium looked with that Stanton home run, Judge and Jazz back-to-back home runs. Cole was absolutely shoving. It was just going perfectly. And then they couldn't field the ball. They couldn't get outs. They couldn't make plays. And that's how the World Series would end. All I got out of it was they stopped playing Frank Sinatra, New York, New York after losses. 888-808-1019. I don't fear the Dodgers team, and I don't fear Dodgers fans, but I got hyped to go to Dodger Stadium for Yankees versus Dodgers the last two times they were out there. And even, like I said, going to the All-Star game, because Dodger Stadium is amazing. To me, the theme park of ballparks. It's like going to baseball Disneyland. There's so much history in there and so many different things in there. And it's like, it's old school, but then they also have the luxury spots in there. I've told you the story 10 times probably about me meeting Kevin Durant there coming out of the suites. And yeah, it's fun. It is a lot of fun. It's not like our culture. They have one bar, I think it's called the Shortstop, that you got to walk to a little bit from, you know, Vin Scully Ave. But like, I did not book that trip this year, and I'm just aging out. I have a whole kid and a wife, and they need me more. Like, you know, my wife actually went with me the last, she went with me in 2019, and she loved it. And she went with me to the All-Star game, but I do not want to put myself in their ballpark, Dolo, dealing with the World Series. I'm telling you, I still talk to Serena, and I talk to a few other Pantone 294 guys, and like, They troll the hell out of me. I think on opening day, I wrote, like, what time are you guys going to Yankee Land? And a couple of them wrote, we'll be there in the fifth inning. That's forever. Like, that's never going away. Yeah, they got it. I would love more than anything for it to be Dodgers-Yankees in the World Series again to get some redemption. But long road. Long road. 888-808-1019. Long road for Luke Weaver. Leave it to Weaver, the Yankee closer. And I got to make sure I take a screenshot of the bullpen budget tonight. I got to make sure that I'm on top of, you know, Yes Network's bullpen budget that they put out. Because it just kind of gives you a thought process of who's available and who's not available. But I would assume tonight Luke Weaver is not available. But I'm not even going to assume that.
It'll be interesting to see if they use Williams, because they used him two nights prior. And then last night he warms up but doesn't come in. So do they consider that as a third consecutive day, or is he available tonight?
Devin Williams will be available tonight. Hopefully it's not a situation.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't get to that.
But it might be. Tonight they're throwing Mr. Anderson. Tonight they have a guy that I was talking about yesterday as a potential trade target for the Yankees where, I don't know, maybe they get off the mat behind Tyler Anderson and maybe he shoves tonight and it's a tight game, it's a close game, and you need Devin Williams in a tough spot. It's Carlos Rodon on the mound. Not to bring up old stuff, but that was the sight of Carlos Rodon blowing a kiss to the fans. He had a rough outing in the Big A, and those Yankee fans that travel well, they heckled him there. Why are you guys going to boo Juan Soto? Bro, they booed Carlos Rodon in Anaheim. Like, what are you talking about? This is what they do. Why are you surprised? This is what happens. So if Rodon, who has been going great, if Rodon doesn't have a great outing, it could get wonky. 888-808-1019. Devin Williams, I do not need to be the closer. I'm good with Luke Weaver, and I'm good with Devin Williams as a setup guy. But there's a part of me that thinks that they want to work back to that. They, you know, they die hard on their trades and their contracts. They traded for this guy to be the closer. They started the year off with him as the closer. And they're going to find a way to get him back to being the closer.
And when John Boy does that, hey, what should we talk to Boone about? I replied to that last week. Hey, Devin Williams has looked good. When will they start to think about him in the closer role? And people got mad at me as if the Yankees wouldn't do that.
They're already thinking about it.
Of course.
But people get mad online because that's what they can do anonymously behind their silhouette and no picture of themselves. And they'll have like a phone number or an email in their handle. Anyway, the Nick game is on in there. I see you clapping.
What do you think?
I'm like, I can't. I'm trying to tab over and get HBO Max on my screen. I'll turn it on my TNT parents, in here. Was it 39 in here, bro?
I think it's 53 in here.
I don't know what kind. We have DirecTV. I don't know the channels in here. I've been here for 4 years. I still don't know how to get to certain channels. All right, so now we got that game on. And the Mets I'll keep on the box score. But, yeah, as far as the Yankees are concerned tonight, I want to see guys hit and put up enough runs where we're not in a close game. And we're not worrying about who's coming out of the bullpen. And we'll see what the bullpen budget is. But this is a stretch of games out west on the road with no off day. And you got to be really careful about who you pitch. But I thought it was interesting when I woke up today because I didn't see it. I went to sleep not long after Volpe's bases clearing double. My son was actually sick. I was up between 3 and 4 with him coughing. And then he had the 102 fever. At one point it was 101.9. The fever was 101.9. I was like 101.9 FM, just for some comic relief in the house. I had to get up this morning and deal with baby Jack. And then when I checked the box score, I'm like, okay, Weaver threw last night and it was 5-1. It wasn't a save situation, but it behooves you to win the series if you take the first game of the series. I don't mind them not playing around. Because you know what Yankee fans always talk about? The Yankees trying to steal outs with other guys. Like I mentioned De Los Santos. Even though last night, he was good. He had 3 strikeouts. But, like, there was a couple games ago where they threw him in to try and finish the game. He couldn't get it done. Or Ian Hamilton. Tyler Matzek is gone. We need, you know, Kirk Cousins' cousin to get back. There's some other pieces that are going to get back. Loaisiga is an option. Loaisiga, Devin Williams. I think they're looking for an opportunity to give Devin Williams those last 3 outs. Maybe they do that. Other things from the game last night, just Volpe. Like, all the chat around Volpe just got quiet again. It'll come back. If he has 2 strikeouts tonight and you know, 2 at-bats that aren't good, it'll come right back. But it's like, I told you, this is a product of the Yankee fan always needing somebody to cast their ire on. Somebody, they can't do it with Howe. They can't do it with Cashman. They can't do it with Boone. They got to find somebody in the lineup, somebody in the field that they're saying, that guy's not doing well enough. That guy's not good enough. And it's compounded because they feel like Volpe's gotten special treatment, whatever. I don't think he's gotten special treatment. He got the opportunity to win the job in camp, and he hasn't lost it. And that's the other thing. You want to sit Volpe down for who? For whom on this team? Peraza to play shortstop? Nah, I'm good on that. I'm good on that. He turned around on 97-mile-an-hour fastball last night, hit that ball over the guy's head, and that was the game. 4 runs scored in that 4th inning. And they won by 4. I know a lot of people talked about Zach Neto, right? Because Zach Neto is another one when we talk about the Bobby Witt Jr.'s, the Gunnar Hendersons, the C.J. Abrams, the Corbin Carrolls. Well, you know, Zach Neto, homers to start the game last night, and it didn't matter. Ryan Yarbrough, as we talk about Luke Weaver was another bargain bin, scrap heap type of guy. Look at Ryan Yarbrough. I thought he was about to be this year's Michael Tonkin. He's better than that. We talk about Jeremy Hefner in the Mets pitching lab. We got to start talking about Matt Blake and the Yankees pitching lab. Look what they're getting out of this guy. Six innings, two hits, one run. The Zach Neto home run, seven Ks. What? I didn't even want this guy on the team. I forget which outing it was that he blew out of the bullpen where I was like, why is this guy even here? Why are we always looking for bums? Always looking for bums because we could clean him up, give him a nice haircut, throw a suit on him, shine him up. Soap and water, and now they're shiny new New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. It's a tie game in Indy. No, that tie just was broken by a free throw. 25-24 Indy over your Knicks. I've got about a half hour and some change left. Call up and join the show. We'll be right back.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hell yeah, I'm back, but this is quick, man. This is like, I don't know, we got a break in like 8 minutes. Yeah, roll out. You hear that? Roll out. I'm going to roll out, and then you're going to get Yankees baseball live from Anaheim. Dave Sims, Susan Waldman, game two. Carlos Rodon versus Tyler Anderson as the Yankees look to take the series. So, speaking of the Yankees, help is on the way. Luis Gil is expected to throw off the mound on Friday. Yay. Yay. That's great. Jazz Chisholm was seen wearing his 13 basketball jersey in Somerset with the Patriots. Yes. Taking batting practice with the Somerset Patriots. and Jazz will be playing Thursday, Saturday, Sunday in Somerset. And, of course, I'm going Friday. And I booked the Friday game so long ago. Shout out to the Somerset Patriots. Awesome people over there. Literally, I've met and talked to three people at the Somerset Patriots. They're all nice guys. That must be part of the interview process. You got to be a good person, got to be a nice guy. They've sent me merch and swag, and I can't wait to go. I got to check the email, but I'm pretty sure the first one I couldn't make, I was trying to go in April, and that was going to be like a test drive. That was going to be get a lay of the land, get a feel for things. But Friday, I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. I think I might be on the call. I think they might let me take BP too. So that's good for me because I need to take some swings before Bernie Williams softball game, not embarrass myself. And, they're just going to kind of host me and make a thing out of it. WFAN's Keith McPherson, Somerset Patriots Friday. Jazz isn't going to play, but I'm guessing he might be around. Maybe not. Maybe he's not playing because he wants to, you know, maybe he has a prior engagement. Maybe he has a schedule conflict, something he's got to do Friday night. But I will be there Friday if you're going to a Somerset Patriot game. Hopefully the weather is good. Looking forward to that. And Jazz is going to start his rehab assignment out there this weekend. So they're saying Jazz could be back as soon as June, right? As soon as next week when the Guardians come to town and the Red Sox come to town, and it's going to be turned up. It is going to be great. What else did I have in my notes here on the Yankees before we get to the next break and I got to get out of here? Oh, shout out to my guy, Randy Wilkins. And Randy is great. Randy has a great podcast. Randy Wilkins is the guy who directed the Captain Doc. He was talking to Max Goodman on his podcast about Caleb Durbin. And it's funny to me how Yankee fans, it's just some, but I think it's just young fans that are just, I don't know, they're never satisfied. They need something to complain about. This team is good. This team is winning. This team is about to win their seventh series in a row. But the smoke that Anthony Volpe is getting from some random fans, Caleb Durbin right now would be hated. Caleb Durbin right now would be hated. And so I saw a Randy Wilkins tweet where he quote tweeted Torpedo Volpe, Volpe Parm 11 on Twitter. And the quote was, Yankee fans would have hated Caleb Durbin because in 105 at-bats, Caleb Durbin is batting .210 with one homer, 16 ribbies, four stolen bases, and a .580 OPS. He's playing third base for the Brewers. And Brian Cashman told you that would be the Yankees' second baseman. I didn't really buy that, but he did a good job of packaging Nestor Cortez and Caleb Durbin to get us Devin Williams. And don't be surprised if Devin Williams is called upon out in Anaheim to close the game tonight, whatever the situation is, whether it's a save situation or not. I really do think that they are going to try to work Devin Williams back into being what he's been for years and what they got him for. 888-808-1019. Let's go to the phone as we're watching this Knicks game. Pacers have led. Ooh, Brunson with a nice steal. Let me get this box score up here. The Pacers have led, but Brunson, who I literally was saying to y'all, like he could have another 40 ball. He has 13 right now in the first quarter. If you do the math, ooh, Siakam with a tough take. You do the math, he might be on his way for another 40-plus game. Tony is in Middletown, Delaware on the Fan in New York. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, I just want to say I've seen enough of brick shot bridges missing one-footers, two-footers, three-footers, and four-footers.
Oh, he's good for
defense,
that.
Okay, what's that?
He's good for that. He's always smoking layups. I've seen him do that with the Brooklyn Nets. Point-blank shots, he'll miss those.
So it looks like they did make the change. McBride's got to play. I mean, there's no reason to have zero offense. Play McBride and Achua.
And Precious Achua getting some minutes like Rick Carlisle asked for.
Yeah, so, I mean, because it's disgusting seeing this dude just throw up all over himself on offense. Great defender. Good defender, but, yeah, we can't have him on the court anymore. He can't be out there just, like I said, just missing shots at point-blank range often, so... Sit him down, keep him down. I hope you know it gets back to Nick Brass. Keep that dude on the bench.
Thanks for the call, Tony. He's on the bench right now. You will need him to get stops late in the game. But yeah, watching Bridges smoke open layups, that's part of his game. I seen him do that in Brooklyn. I seen him do it with the Knicks, and I laughed. This guy, he's good for smoking a layup. When will he have his, you know, streak of hitting shots? When will he get hot? When will he turn it on? I don't know if it's going to be tonight, and they've already moved on from him. You're seeing Deuce McBride out there on the floor right now with Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, Mitchell Robinson, and OG Anunoby. That was a McBride three? Deuce. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Before we go to break, Yehuda in Connecticut on the fan. What's up, man?
Yo, Keith, what's up?
You know, watching this Knick game, it's lively, back and forth, a lot of scoring. I told y'all take the over.
Yeah. You mentioned before how it would be nice if Devin Williams gets back on the closer role.
Well, I don't need it. I don't need it. What I'm saying is that the Yankees are probably thinking that. It wouldn't be nice for me because I don't want to put him in another position to blow another lead or game. And I have Luke Weaver, and Luke Weaver's got the head for it or whatever. I'm good.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be amazing if he got back in for when they played the Dodgers?
Maybe. Because, I mean, he didn't face the Dodgers with us last year. He wasn't on that team.
Yeah, so that would be like showing them what we got.
Maybe, yeah. What I've said about it, and thanks for the call, I said, you know, Brian Cashman went and put together a National League All-Star team to go defeat whoever comes out of the NL. Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Max Fried, Devin Williams, even the emergence of Trent Grisham, a former National League guy. I don't know. I am happy with Devin Williams not sucking, not walking guys, not blowing leads. I feel like we don't have to force it. He's found a new role as the setup guy. Luke Weaver is the guy. But if you keep pitching Luke Weaver every day, he's going to walk guys. He's going to give up homers. He's going to get run down where you got to go to Devin Williams. I don't know. They know better than I know. I'm just a fan. I just watch like you guys watch. I critique, and I hope that they win, and they have been winning. So what am I to say if tonight they go to Devin Williams as the closer and you see him maybe in tandem with Luke Weaver? 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's break this down. When I come back, we'll take the last of the calls. I'll get my final thoughts and words in, and then I'm out of the way for Yankees baseball at 8:51. Yeah, KM to 8:51 p.m. on the fan. Returns right after this.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Running out of time, but that's perfectly fine. These shows are quick, concise, and condensed. And Thursday, you'll get the 5-hour KM to AM. Maybe I'll bring in a guest or two, but I mean, for the most part, I like talking to you guys and talking to people in the live chat and watching these games. Now you're looking at, when we talked about Tom Thibodeau and how would he counter and what would he throw at the Pacers in this game, you're looking at it, right? Precious Achiuwa on the floor early. DeLon Wright on the floor early. Landry Shamet in the game. Like, okay, you guys want to see the bench, you'll see the bench. And I'll try to keep my guys fresh for the closing time, winning time, final moments. So 888-808-1019, if you want to chime in on the Knicks, if you want to chime in on the Yankees. The only other things that I was going to put out there is, like, it's good to see people backing Anthony Volpe. Anthony Volpe's 31 RBI are the most by any American League shortstop. Fireside Yankees put that out there just to remind people, like, this guy is helping. This guy is driving in runs. You can pick and you can poke and you can prod and you can find these other little things to complain about with Anthony Volpe's defense or his bat. But he is a productive player. He is helping this team. These guys love him, and they do not have a better option on the team. Sleeper Yankees put out in Volpe's last 15 games, he's batting .276 with a homer, 7 ribbies, an .831 OPS, and 16 hits. So what are we actually talking about? You guys have a problem with Anthony Volpe because he grew up a Yankee fan, because he met Derek Jeter when he was 9, because he is one of us. He loves the Yankees just as much as you do. His family loves the Yankees like you do. Like, I don't understand that. I don't understand crapping on one of our own. You got to lift this guy up. You got to keep watching him. He's going to put in the work. He wants to be great. And get it out of your head. And thoughts of, like I said, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, he's Anthony Volpe. And the Yankees like Anthony Volpe and have given Anthony Volpe the runway to be Anthony Volpe. And I think there's more in there. I do. I think at 24, you don't judge any player at 24 and say, oh, this is what they are. It just happens to be year 3. So you're taking a large sample size and saying, oh, this is all he is. This is the best that he can do. No, I think he helps his team. I think those guys like him. I think the front office likes him and his teammates like him, and they don't look at him as any type of hindrance, and neither should you. So looking forward to seeing what he does tonight. Looking forward to seeing what this economic impact is for the Knicks. I said I was going to go look up those numbers. So back on May 22nd, New York Basketball wrote, Mayor Eric Adams says the Knicks playoff games have generated almost $200 million for New York City's economy. I'm sure they're there now. Each game from here on is projected to average $91 million. So they are going to get a Game 5. They may get a Game 7. And I just took the time to look it up. Now Google has AI built in. AI is everything. If you're not using AI for everything in your life that you're trying to improve or you need help with, or you just you have answers that you need answers, like it can optimize things. I'm learning so much from it. There's so much out there on the internet now. Like, I remember being a young guy when, like, there was, like, Ask Jeeves, you know, and obviously Google became the number one search engine, but there's so much on the internet now for decades that now this artificial intelligence can pull together anything. So I asked, what's the economic impact of the New York Knicks playoff run on New York City? AI Overview says the New York Knicks playoff run is projected to generate a significant economic boost for New York City, potentially reaching $832 million if the team makes it to the NBA Finals. So, you know, the number was $990 million for both the Mets and Yankees entire 7 months of a season. That's the economic impact that both baseball teams would have on the city. This one basketball team is getting close to there with just a run to the finals. So, I mean, if you're a New Yorker, how are you hating on that? Because you're a Nets fan? Okay. If you're a New Yorker, how are you hating on that? Because you grew up a Lakers fan, a Bulls fan? It's good for the city. Don't you live in the city? Don't you live around here? Don't you have to, even if you don't live around here, don't you have to pass through here? Don't you work around here? Don't you have friends that work at bars and clubs and in Madison Square Garden and in ticket sales or ushers? I don't know. I do. So I'm just not on that type of time. I haven't been this entire time. It's not about the Brooklyn Nets or hating on the Knicks. You want to see them get to the finals over the Pacers, right? We're not talking about the economy in Naptown, and they're hurting right now. Caitlin Clark, I saw, is hurt. People are coming up with all types of stuff with that. They need Caitlin Clark. She's generating a ton of income out there in Indiana. I got no love for the Pacers. I'm not trying to see the Pacers advance, especially since they did it last year, right? They advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, beating the Knicks in 7 games, and the Knicks were hurt. The Knicks are healthy, and they're not calling any fouls, man. Cat, as big as Cat is, as much as people say he's not tough and he's soft, he takes a lot of contact. He takes a lot of hits and plays through them. That's a foul, but it doesn't get called on him because of his frame, because of his body type and his size. 49-44 here, Indiana over the Knicks with 8:40 left in the second quarter. Getting ready for this Yankee game. I haven't read the lineup yet, and I'll do that before I get going. I'm out in 3 minutes. I don't know if I'll get another call before then. So now Paul Goldschmidt is back in the lineup. Paul Goldschmidt, he don't want to stay out of the lineup. Paul Goldschmidt had a pinch hit last night. He'll be leading off and playing first base. Trent Grisham will bat second out in center field for the Yankees. Aaron Judge will bat third out in right field. Cody Bellinger will clean up, playing in left field. Anthony Volpe will bat fifth. Oh, Volpe should be lower in the lineup. Why is he hit on? Well, Volpe is playing shortstop and batting fifth. Ben Rice. Oh, why is Ben Rice below Volpe in the lineup? Well, he's a left-handed hitter. He'll be the DH batting sixth. DJ LeMahieu will be at second base batting seventh. Austin Wells will do the catching batting eighth. And at the bottom, playing third base, Oswald Peraza Palooza batting ninth. Let's see what these Yankees do against Tyler Anderson. Let's see if these Yankees can take the series in the Big A in front of their own fans. Taylor's the oldest time. Yankee fans take over that ballpark. I got to go out there. Somebody was telling me how cheap the beers are out there. And I'm like, that's one place I haven't been. I've been to Dodger Stadium a bunch of times. I never thought to slide to Anaheim to see the Angels or even to see the Yankees play against the Angels. I hope once my son is older, he's into that, then I have an excuse. And even if my wife doesn't want to go, where are you guys going? Oh, we're going to go see the Yankees play the Angels in Anaheim. Oh, I don't feel like flying to California. Okay, don't. Me and Jack are going to go. Fingers crossed. My son is not into baseball like that. He's actually banned from Yankee Stadium because, I mean, I brought him to the second game and it just didn't go well. And the Yankees had like 20 runs and 9 home runs, and I'm missing stuff. And this guy's eating popcorn off the ground and touching people's shoes and crawling around and running and doing laps. And yeah, terrible twos are upon us. 2 minutes until my show ends. Let me see what I did not hit. I gave you guys the numbers on the economic impact. I gave you guys the update. I didn't say that Giancarlo Stanton is down in Tampa. He's taking some swings. He's going to do a rehab game soon as well. So you've got Jazz, Luis Gil, and Giancarlo Stanton all coming back in June. And the Yankees are in first place looking to add room on that first place lead. And it's a good time to be a Yankee fan. Brian Cashman's on a heater. The team that he put together, better than advertised. All right, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And thanks for watching. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll do this same little show tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 8:55. Sure, we'll have reactions from this Knick game. Reactions if the Yankees take the series, if the Mets take the series, and anything else that pops up In New York sports, stay tuned for Yankees Baseball on the Fan with Dave Sims and Susan Waldman. Everybody be safe out there. Have a good night. Again, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.